I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is January the 30th, 2015, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start this morning by me giving an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the chance we all have to be here this morning. We're thankful for this great country and state and county that we live in. We're thankful for those who are willing to serve and to protect our country. We ask for your blessings today to help guide us to make those decisions which are best for Upshur County. Help us to cooperate and have a spirit of congeniality. We're thankful for the atoning sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ and those things which he has done for us. And we pray for these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Item B is payroll.
Changes?
Payroll changes.
Payroll changes.
Thank you.
I have a question. When a new person comes in at a higher salary than the position, the basic position is, where does that extra come from?
Well, it comes out of that salary line item as long as there's money there.
Okay. And it was budgeted for that year, so at the lower rate, so where will it come from? Because we've got two positions now that will be paid higher.
From the salary line item that it's paid from. Are you?
Okay.
The numbers should be run before it comes before us to make sure that there's money in the budget to do it.
Okay.
Is there some?
Well, we just got two that are coming in at higher than what they were. So I was just wondering how that's going to work out. Because
okay.
It's because of certification pays, and certification pay is already tracking higher.
Okay.
Than normal.
Certification pay is paid out of a separate line item. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's my question.
No, good question. Is there a motion on payroll changes?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner
Gross.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer. Those in favor of payroll changes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll's approved. 3D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We don't have one little one. Two little ones.
What is it?
Those are them. No, I don't have any discussion about them.
Just waiting on payroll. That's the budget amendments. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. 3E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Judge?
Yes.
Accounts payable, last paper, the date was entered wrong, so we have reprinted it and put amended up here so you'll know the difference.
Item F is to accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, notice of grant award number FVA 15A0221, funds for veterans assistance, general assistance grant, equipment leases for road and bridge equipment, racial profiling report from Constable Precinct 1, certificate of liability insurance, performance bond, labor and materials payment bond, and executed contracts for construction for MMI General Contractors Incorporated, AIA A101, A201, and exhibits, student transcript from Emergency Management Institute for Don L. Gross.
Move to accept recording the stated subjects.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burkus to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are approved.
This is stuck to the back of it. Does it need going in?
I think that's jury or something.
Yeah, it's jury documents.
Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve expenditures from the JP Technology Fund for computer monitors.
Motion to approve.
Second.
That amount is $720.85. Motion is by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the expenditure of $720.85 out of JP Technology Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve expenditures from Records Management Fund for file folders for the DA's felony and misdemeanor offices. And he's requested $1,310 from Records Management.
Is that countywide records management instead of just their own?
Yes, it's countywide.
I move to approve expenditures from Records Management.
Second.
For the district attorney.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve expenditure from Records Management. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to transfer $3,000 from contingency to the sheriff's office for body cameras. The sheriff would like to buy body cameras. It's going to be about $6,200, and he asked us to help out. I put contingency on there, but anywhere y'all might want to pay it from, we can do that under budget amendments.
We can't do it out of any of the courthouse security or anything?
I don't think courthouse security fits.
It's very specific.
Contingency's fine with me.
And where would the money come from if you chose to do it and we didn't want to participate? Just saying.
Sorry, Commissioner Dolly, you wanted to speak on this.
Yes, Your Honor, I'd like to ask that y'all, Commissioner Cook, consider adding $1,200 to that for the constables that have body cameras. I've spoke with the other constables. Due to the recent situations of the questionable officers and their actions, we have no cameras in our cars at all. We have nothing in that area to justify the actions that we've taken. And we would appreciate if the court would consider, because the price that Captain Roberts has got on this is a very good price. I have been pricing them, and they run $600 to $800, and he's getting these for around $400 a unit. And I talked to Captain Roberts, and he said there'd be no problem for him to add 4 units to it.
Oh, I was thinking that the price was different. I was just doing the...
I'm back $295.
300. 3 times 4 is 12. You're right. It's $1,200.
Yeah.
3 times 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
You're right.
I had discussed it. I knew it was $1,200.
You're right.
Of course, this is a hot button all around the country. And in that regard, the federal government is suggesting $263 million for this type of stuff, with $75 million of it to go toward camp body cameras, that they may fund it for y'all. And I just wonder if there's any real need to rush.
Honestly, I think the time the grants come down, the whole thing will be worn off. I think it's a pretty immediate need.
That's a discussion for them. That's not a, you know, they're still mulling it over, so a lot could happen in between there. I mean, if they're going to, I say go ahead and do it. I make a motion to approve.
Are you saying include the $1,200 for?
I don't know that we can, since it's not on there.
No, you can under budget amendments.
Okay, then I make the motion to approve and add the constables to that. Through a budget amendment.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barca, is to transfer $3,000 from contingency to the sheriff's office and $300 each for the constables for body cameras. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. So, Constable Dolly and Constable Hill, y'all are the two constables that are here. Y'all will see $300 show up for y'all to buy body cameras. And we'll need to tell Jason and Stanley too, if y'all see them. I'll try to remember to call them too. Item 7.
That is only to be used for cameras in that budget.
Right, but that's right, only to be used for cameras. Item 7 is discuss and take action on disposal of salvaged tires. Andy gave us a list of tires, and we need to declare those salvaged so that he can get rid of those.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross, to approve the list of salvaged tires from Road and Bridge. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8, discuss and take action to approve expenditures from courthouse security for 2 remote controls for the door in the treasurer's office. They've been having a little problem down there. We just need to get that fixed. It's $120.70.
Motion to approve the remote buttons. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the expenditure from courthouse security for the treasurer's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to record certification by county auditor of the receipt of grant money available for disbursement in FY15. but that was not included in original budget, and to adopt a special budget for the same. This is a $70,000 budget that Commissioner Burka worked on to assist our veterans and got that money. And nearly $132,000 that the DA's office worked on for capital murder. So the auditor has certified those funds. We just need to accept her certification and adopt the budget for those.
I make a motion to accept that certification and adopt that special budget.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept those certifications and approve those budgets. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to move the following office locations: juvenile, community supervision, auditor, courthouse, DA's office, Rock Building, Sheriff's Office, and Constable Precinct 4. And Ms. Imelda Tatch would like to speak to us about that.
Well, it depends on the location. I'm from the Northeast Texas Child Advocacy Center, and we have a satellite office up here in the Rock Building. And I heard there was a possibility that the juvenile probation may move to that location.
Yes, ma'am.
We'd just like to respectfully ask that you consider the children that are there, if they have to be coming and going through that same entrance as our children when they're there. I know there is possible for juvenile sex offenders, and a lot of our cases are sexual abuse cases. They would possibly be sharing the same bathroom facilities. And our main priority is the safety and comfort of the child and making sure they're in a safe environment, that they don't confidentiality is the top priority. And that, if there were several other people coming through as the child were there, children were there for interviews, that could compromise that confidentiality and then the safety of the child and the interview itself process with the noise level for the camera, the microphone that picks up that sound.
Yes. They would be using a separate hallway and a separate entrance.
Oh, it would be? Okay.
Yes. So they wouldn't be, the way your hallway goes east and west, they're going to be using the north and south, the front entrance, mm-hmm. and the north and south hallway.
Would the bathroom facilities be shared still?
Do they share bathroom facilities?
As far as I know, there's only one in that building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Constable.
All of that were Wade Davis is in that. They do have bathroom facilities there, both for male and female. One of the bathrooms is out of order and needs to be repaired, so they're not using one of them to be repaired. So there is, where the offices are at, there is a set of bathrooms back there, and there is a break room there. So if you wanted to hold folks, there's the hallway that goes back and forth, the back bathroom, or goes into the child advocacy. You could have people sit out there, then you wouldn't be, you'd have privacy back there in your offices, if that's what you want. I don't know what you want, but there is bathroom.
She's with the Child Advocacy Center.
Yes, just concerned that the entrance, if they're not going to be using the same entrance going through that, our portion of it, then my next concern would just be with the children. We use that bathroom, the children use that bathroom facility, those two facilities right there in the hallway right outside the door we have. And if the other, if those juvenile probation children are using that same facility.
I don't remember being
there.
I thought they were separate.
They've got their separate, and they've they've got their own set of bathrooms. They've got their own set.
Wait, are your bathrooms separate from the Child Advocacy Center?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it take to fix the other one?
But they will have to be repaired. One set of bathrooms don't work at all.
It won't be a big deal, I don't think.
I don't think that's an issue, getting bathrooms repaired.
No, I was just asking. I mean, it kind of goes visit, you know.
Yeah.
So what Commissioner Burke has worked on, now I worked on it some too, maybe everybody has a little bit, was putting juvenile probation in the Rock Building, moving the sheriff's office out of there, moving the auditor down to where building maintenance is, and building maintenance down to the maintenance building down by the sheriff's office. And then we thought we had a spot for Constable Precinct 4, and that didn't, the way the lines are drawn, that's actually in Precinct 2, so that won't work. So that problem's not solved.
Marshal office downstairs work. The original.
Yeah, you touch it. Going down.
Yeah. There's an office in front of you too.
Yep. I'll give it that.
Yes, sir.
I make a suggestion about Precinct 4. And my Precinct 4 barn, there's actually two offices in it.
Hey.
Now, there's not internet access or anything like that out there, but. There is actually an office building out there.
And we're not utilizing it.
Constable.
How about internet access?
When we redo the...
I mean, I can go elsewhere to get internet access, but if they get that eventually...
That's on the agenda today anyway. So it comes a little bit later.
So we'd be okay.
But would that be?
That's
fine. Super. I mean, it's great. If you like it, it's great.
Okay.
And he can come and go as he pleases, Andy?
Well, y'all get fuel out there too?
Have his own door?
Yeah, I got an old combination.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. So everybody know what we're doing?
No.
Juvenile goes to the Rock Building.
Fourth floor.
Paul,
read that.
That cough's bad today.
No, it's terrible.
He's not talking about the main Rose Ridge place where he's at, where the fueling station is. He's talking about the barn.
The Precinct 4 barn.
Okay. I don't think that's
That's too far.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about way up.
Oh, out on Camel.
In Precinct 4.
Oh, okay. We're back.
Now we're not.
Back to square one.
Yeah.
No, and no room in your big building?
No.
Okay.
Well, what about one of these offices we're bringing to you?
No.
Down to their maintenance building.
Okay.
They have a building down
at the Justice Center.
Between here and the Justice Center.
Okay. You still have a fire marshal.
fire marshal officer in front of Commissioner Gentry.
I don't mind taking it.
Madam Auditor, if you move, then have you were using the fire marshal's office for storage, right?
Yes, but we've pulled most of that stuff over the Rock Building.
Okay, so.
We don't need it anymore. There's still some things in there that were Paul's as far as office supplies and his computer is still in there, but we're not using it anymore.
And the new location for you will have ample room for storage?
I think so. If we move that wall full of shelves, put filing cabinets instead.
Yeah. Do you have a computer?
A laptop.
Okay, well, we could use Paul's computer in there for a
desktop, couldn't we?
After, I think we're unable to get into it right now. He couldn't remember the password, and so it's just sitting there. Nobody can get into it. And I think that it never got changed, so it's probably on the old operating system.
Right, it would need to upgrade it.
Okay.
So you can get into it? You can make it work?
I think that's what it is.
I don't remember place else to go.
Yeah, that's all there is.
Okay. I'm going to put Constable Precinct 4 to the old fire marshal's office.
And
hold on, Stella's coming.
Have we talked about the technology requirements for, like, the building maintenance move, what that would require, how we would get computers, phones working in there, the IP phones we need for the juvenile probation people to move over to the Rock Building? There's a few technology things that might be additional expense or challenges.
Okay.
Is everybody keeping the same phone number?
There should be phones and internet. There's not in the Rock Building?
There's not enough phones, and they're IP phones. I can come up with one extra. We may still be one short with our current phone system. If we are, they're about $400 a piece. Last I heard, we need to verify that with phone pieces for sure. But possibly one short on the phones.
Okay.
But
we're looking at new equipment as well.
Yeah. At the middle of next month, we're looking at new equipment. But it just seems like if we're not adding any people, we're just changing locations, we could.
A couple of those offices over there, there's only two offices since I've been there that have been used in that back hallway. The front office and then the office over on that one side. Are there three phones?
Okay.
There's only two offices right now up and running, as far as I know, with computers. And if there's three phones, I can come up with an extra phone.
Okay. If we have to, we will.
But there will be issues with cabling because those phones run off the network cables. And the juvenile probation, they run off of a separate internet connection. So that would require a different cable for their computers versus their phones. So there would need to be an additional cable added to the office.
Okay.
Why do we run computer cables in the office?
Completely.
We ran computer cables in the office.
There's a computer and phone.
There is.
That's in the wall.
Okay. So there's computer and phone in each office. There's cabling.
Or who was on IP phones that are there?
For IP phones.
I mean, I know in some places we've got cables through the wall.
Okay. Well, commissioners, understand there may be some expense.
And when are we talking about having this move completed?
Just starting right away.
Okay.
It's going to take a while to get everybody moved.
Yeah.
Are you indicating there's also an issue by moving maintenance down there?
As far as I know, there's no connectivity to the building maintenance storage facility over there. I mean, I don't know if we would then want to pay someone on fiber, maybe pay Etex to drop a separate location to another building. That one would be a challenge as well.
Okay.
Is that close enough to where it would pick up on the Wi-Fi from courthouse?
From here? Or
no, from the maintenance building to where they could connect
to the Wi-Fi from the Justice Center?
Where we have to run nothing?
But that wouldn't be on our network. That Wi-Fi, are you talking about the district judge's Wi-Fi? That's just an open internet connection.
Okay.
Which, it wouldn't work for county email, it would, but if you just needed it
you know, go with that pricing and things like that.
Yeah, but he could set up an independent email.
But then no phone, so we wouldn't have it.
Well, they have cell phones. Landline's not as important to me as...
The internet. I just wondered about the internet. There's a lot of stuff that that you're going to be looking up prices on and things.
If
who's ever in charge of that department uses that internet to look up stuff, but it doesn't have to necessarily be the county's. They just an internet connection is all that we need, and that can be done. That can be done through e-text.
Yeah, yeah, that would solve that.
I mean, what other reason would we need a hookup to the computer system of the county? I can't think of any.
Just to get your email, bro.
Just get your emails, and that can also be done another way. To communicate with the auditor, but that can be done with regular email.
Does that?
They really don't email us that much, just because they're on the go all the time. They usually just stop in.
But does that other little building have... It's down there beside it. Does it have wire to it? The one with the roof?
Yeah, the old bank building.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the other.
What about the other little, the old constable office down there? With the roof fell falling in on it? Right behind the dump? I don't know if it ever, you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Does it sound like we really have a problem?
A lot to move.
I don't think so.
The principal parties in the room, does it sound like there's a problem with any that we've decided?
Run cable to.
Yeah, run cable to.
Yeah, I don't see anybody out here that's involved in it that
right.
Says no.
I'll move that we allow all the move to take place as we discussed.
Second. I second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to make the moves under item 10 and as discussed. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those moves are approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to award road and bridge bids, and Andy has given us his recommendations.
I'll make a motion.
I talked with Andy. There is one bid we're not taking, but that's one of the lower bids, but it comes into a supply and truckload situation, which does not work for us, so we have to take the next bid.
Which one is it, Andy?
Okay.
This one right here.
Okay. I just have to write it.
Yeah.
I'll have to write them a letter, but
okay. And that, we ran into that same problem with them last year.
Yeah, we did the same. Had the same problem last year, and it worked out. Who made the motion?
Somebody. Commissioner Gross.
Okay. You all right, second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the bids as recommended by Mr. Jordan. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those bids are awarded. Item 12 is discuss and take action on proposals for internet and bandwidth. And we have one proposal from ETEX. That's the only proposal that we received.
And I want to ask, Stone, do you believe this is going to take us through all the changeover in computer and everything, that this is enough bandwidth?
Yeah. I don't personally think so. I think the 35 and by 5, that when we are on a true cloud based system, that you'll want to see that.
Okay.
Closer to a 35 by 35. Something like that, but a 35 long term
would not be the end. We talked to him about that. We met with him over that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he can adjust that.
Okay.
I thought this PRI was going to go away.
only if we change our phone system.
Okay, so it's included for now, but it's a possibility it could go away.
That it'll go away if we buy session internet protocol phones.
Madam Archer, what are we paying now? is this on top of what we're paying?
Number one, they gave me a copy of that, so I don't know. But number two, we have paid so many various ETEX bills, I can't answer that question. They're trying to condense them down into one for us, so it's easier to understand, but...
I think that's what this does.
This is everything in one here? Okay. I just don't know how much of an increase this was.
And we're going to run fiber out to your building, Andy.
This is quite a bit of an increase, dollar-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
We've been forced to have the software.
So are we starting with 20 and then going to the 35 by 5 as needed, or are we just going to go ahead and do the 35 and 5 and just expand and...
He's going to bump it up.
Okay.
ETEX will bump it up to 35 by 35.
Okay.
So we're going to do all of this except the 35 by 35. Get billed for everything but that right now.
Yes.
Okay. ETEX will bump it up. So we're actually going to be at
35.
Well, we might save $700 if we do the phone system.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can drop that back down. But it's a pretty good lift, more than what we were paying. But we haven't got a choice.
It's about $1,200 a month?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we have. I mean, when you're...
It's just $1,200 more.
Mandated that you got to have all that software and all that stuff.
Motion.
I'll set. Go ahead. You make it.
Go ahead. She made the motion.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the proposal by ETEX Communication for our internet bandwidth. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. At this time, the court under item 13 will go into executive session to discuss personnel. Under item 14, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding personnel. We have two decisions we have to make. One is librarian and one is building maintenance supervisor.
I move that we hire Ms. King.
Second.
As librarian.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, that we hire Ms. Cynthia King as our new librarian. Those in favor?
Aye.
Welcome aboard, Ms. King. Maintenance supervisor?
I make a motion that...
Monday.
I make a motion that we approve David Womble for our maintenance supervisor at the current budget that we're at, and that he has to stay within it. So that means, of course, what I'm saying there is that you have to manage your manpower because we don't have any more money in that budget. So you have to manage you and that full-time or part-time or whatever.
Okay.
It's not that far out.
But I make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to hire David Womble as the building maintenance supervisor. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I said aye.
All right. So welcome aboard, David. I'd like to say one thing before we adjourn. I want to welcome Commissioner Gross on board. I didn't do that at the beginning of the meeting, and I'm sorry about that, Don.
That's fine.
But I'd like to welcome him aboard. So,
welcome aboard. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.